So I believe Keith is with us now. Tēnā koe, Keith.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora tātai.
Kia ora. Look, I think of my Uncle Sonny Koroheke, no Maniapoto. He was a staunch, you know, he was very proud and staunch for Maniapoto. I know he was involved in the settlement process. He passed away last year during COVID, the first COVID lockdown. So for I think about people like him who have not seen the end of this process or can celebrate what has been achieved over those 30 years, eh?
That's right. And Uncle Sonny or Uncle Bob, as many
Uncle
of us
Bob,
know him.
very
much so. For many, many years at the forefront of the process where we went through the presentation of our story to the Waitangi Tribunal, right through to the period where we went out and sought the mandate from our people to start the negotiations with the Crown. All of those were challenging times. And one thing that I think is common and consistent with all of these treaty settlement processes, they do a very good job of putting people against each other. It's difficult and challenging process to go through. So, you know, when I think about it, people like Uncle Sonny or Uncle Bob and many, many others, you know, their leadership and their ability to hold our people together through really challenging processes is has been really critical for us. And today's outcome, you know, today is about reflecting on the contribution that people like Uncle Sonny have given over many years.
Yeah, kia ora. Look, 30 years ago, I was 25. You know, so I just, you know, that's a lifetime, really, when you think about it, Keith. It's incredible what you've achieved after 30 years.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. And in fact, a lot of today has been reflecting on the 30 years, also reflecting on this whole journey back to our tūpuna, who, you know, through the early engagement, you know, with the European and the Rohe, right through to the time of the land wars, the Battle of Ōrākau in 1864, and then immediately after Ōrākau, our Rohe closed itself off from European Europeans coming into our area, and we closed ourselves off for more than 20 years. So, you know, we have a unique history within our Rohe, and we reflect on the efforts, the hard work, the courage of our tūpuna right back through those years, through to people like Uncle Bob in more recent times, and all of the work that they've done.
You would have had to have worked quite closely with the settlement office, because over 30 years, that's a great deal of research, isn't it? And just being able to coordinate that and pull that together, you know, it's not for the faint-hearted, eh?
No, and so families across the whole of the Rohe mobilised themselves, and without resources, many of them pulled our kōrero together, and then they presented that kōrero to the Waitangi Tribunal again over, you know, the best part of 7 years, 8 years, the tribunal sat within our Rohe. So, you know, those families, many of our families, you know, went back and they pulled together their own experiences of the actions of the Crown over many generations, the impact of those actions on our families. And that was a very emotionally and spiritually challenging time for our people. You know, all of the, I would say, the wounds of that experience, you know, were recounted in the stories and the history that we presented to the tribunal. And so this generation, you know, relived the experience of previous generations through the impacts of colonisation. So it's been a really, really a tough time for us as we've moved through the settlement process.
Is there anything that particularly sticks out for you while going through this process, Keith? Is there anything that, you know, you've talked about how emotionally it was, you know, emotionally was very challenging emotionally, and you know, your the current generation reliving all of that. Is there anything that sticks out for you in particular while you were going through that process?
I think what is really important is that our generation and future generations know our story, our history, and our experience. And a lot of that story has been lost to even you know, our generation and younger generations of Maniapoto people.
Mm.
And we have a very proud history. You know, our tūpuna, you know, they withstood enormous odds. They withstood, you know, the worst form of oppression. They withstood actions by the Crown that sought to, you know, totally dispossess our people of our lands, totally dispossess our people of our institutions. You know, they withstood all of that, and they survived.
Mm.
And so that story is an important story. It's important that our people and future generations know that story, and that we, you know, acknowledge the experience that our tūpuna went through.
Yes.
And that we, you know, continue to use that as a source of strength,
yeah, kia ora,
for us as a people moving forward.
Yeah, because what I hear and what you're saying, there's a real story of resilience there too. There's a real sort of, you know, we're going to carry on no matter what. We're, you know, whatever challenge comes at us, we're just going to forge ahead. We're just going to keep going.
That's right. And consistently, time and time and time,
yeah,
again, all the way through our history. You know, our interactions through the Crown at many, many different stages in our history, you know, through to significant events like what took place at Rangi Alfia,
mm,
you know, where there was an agreement that our elderly and our young families would be taken away from the war zone,
mm,
and placed at Rangi Alfia as a safe haven. And for that place to then be attacked by the colonial troops, and for those people to be killed, and the settlement to be burnt.
Mm.
You know, those stories of our experience and the experience of our people, through to the battle at Ōrākau, where, you know, no more than 300 of our people stood for 3 days against over 2,000 colonial troops.
Yes,
for,
yeah,
in terms of, you know, the stand that they took, and standing with other iwi of Tūwharetoa, Tūhoe, and Raukawa, and many others who, you know, came together and stood together against a common enemy at that time.
Yeah.
So those stories, our history, you know, it's really important that our young ones have a knowledge and understanding of that story.
Mm. You kind of think, you know, yes, the process has taken 30 years, but in fact it's something that Maniapoto have been enduring for much longer than that, eh? So you could actually say that the process started way back then, way back in your tūpuna times. You know,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's correct.
It's not just time the 30 years, isn't it?
Yes, time, you know, our tūpuna signed the Treaty of Waitangi.
Yes.
There was an understanding of partnership that was created at that time, and back in 1840. The treaty, in fact, was signed in Kawhia Harbour by our people. And then you get to the land wars, and then you get to the opening up of the King Country in the 1880s, and the main trunk railway coming through to connect Auckland and Wellington, and the Ōhaki Tapu, which was the commitment made between our rangatira of that time and the Crown,
mm,
which was an agreement that, yes, we will allow the railway to come through, but the land court must not have any jurisdiction within our area, because we want to ensure that our lands are retained amongst our families. But that promise was broken quickly.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah.
Soon after the railway came through, in fact, probably on one of the first carriages on the first train was probably officers of the Native Land Court. And they set up very quickly and, you know, within a short space of time, the Land Court, Native Land Court, and the officers of the Crown were working very, very hard to feed the hunger of settlers coming over from England in the 1880s looking for land.
Do you think the signing of the Deed of Settlement is at the beginning of healing, do you think, that, Keith?
I think there will always be a resentment amongst our people.
Aye.
I think that will always remain, and understandably so. You look at the settlement in terms of what has been lost by our people, you know, the settlement is minuscule in terms of the enormity of the loss. So there will always be a resentment amongst our people. This is now probably the fourth or fifth time that we've engaged with the Crown and entered into some commitments. Every other time that we've sought to do this with the Crown, you know, whether it's been the treaty or whether it's been through Te Ōhaki Tapu, the Crown has broken its promises. So, you know, the track record here in terms of the Crown as a treaty partner is not a good one. And it's in the Crown's hands whether or not they can learn from their mistakes of the past and actually be an honourable treaty partner.
Yes,
it remains to be seen.
Yes, and I think that's probably a number of iwi are asking that question. I think you're just sort of echoing what others have said, I think.
Yes, I don't think our experience is any different to other iwi around the mutu. And so it just remains to be seen whether or not the expectations that we have of the settlement and it being really a new way of partnership with the Crown, you know, whether or not the Crown will actually deliver on that.
Yeah, kia ora. It might be a little bit earlier in the day at the moment, Keith, having just signed your deed of settlement now, but what for Maniapoto in the future?
What's important right now is we are going to be engaging with our people on setting out a five-year plan for the settlement. What's really important for us right now is now that we've got to the point where the settlement's been signed, we are really focused on ensuring that this is a settlement that has that is owned by our people and driven by the aspirations of our people. So a five-year plan that is driven by and informed by the people and their aspirations is our immediate focus and getting that right. We've got a real job on our hands to manage expectation. This settlement is not going to solve all of the challenges and all of the issues that we have. It will take time. And we've got to be prudent. We've got to be careful. And we've got to get the balance right between doing what we can to support, you know, some really acute needs that our families have right now and ensuring that the settlement grows for future generations. And that's a challenging balance to get right.
What would be some of the real challenges? Like we've talked, you know, in our kōrero tonight, we've talked about our tūpuna, the challenges they had. What would you say our whānau, the challenges for our whānau would be now?
Connections, the critical one for us. You know, we've got 90% of our people living outside of the Rohe, a young population. You know, many, many of our people are disconnected from home and they have little or no knowledge of who they are as whānau who whakapapa back to te nehe nehe nui. So a really important focus for us is to start to rebuild those connections with our whānau, for them to get to know who they are, how they connect, how we all connect to each other, how they connect to their marae, you know, a knowledge of their history and their whakapapa, for them to actually walk on their own whenua, you know, all of those things are so important. We need to put a real focus on doing those things over the coming years.
Fantastic. Keith, thank you for your time tonight. I really appreciate it. And again, you know, Uncle Sonny, Uncle Bob has been on my mind all throughout our kōrero tonight. I think, again, he would have been very proud of the outcome. And, yeah, it's just sad that he's not here. And it's sad that our other whānau aren't here to celebrate, which, you know, which has sort of been over 30 years. And now you can see a future ahead of you. So kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora. Kia ora.